2 weeks from today, there's a deadline for Iran. The Iranian government, by October 31st, must demonstrate to the United Nations that it has no nuclear arms ambitions, or it may suffer UN sanctions. To try to resolve the nuclear standoff, three European foreign ministers are considering a mission there before the deadline. Here with us to discuss the situation is NPR's Mike Schuster. Mike, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.
The head of the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency, Mohammed Al-Baradei, warns this week that there are still, quote, outstanding issues regarding Iran's nuclear situation. What does he mean?
Well, what he means is that Iran, over the past year, has built and begun to get going a nuclear infrastructure in the country that initially it didn't declare to the International Atomic Energy Agency. As part of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, Iran is required to declare new nuclear facilities when it builds them. It didn't do that. And then it's required to tell the IAEA what it's doing at those facilities, in particular whether it's enriching uranium. Iran didn't do that as well. And it is building uranium enrichment facilities. It claimed to the IAEA that it wasn't enriching uranium, but in inspections over the past 5 or 6 months, IAEA inspectors have turned up traces of highly enriched uranium. This is the particularly important issue that the United States focused on at the IAEA, and the U.S. and the IAEA now in general wants Iran to explain where this highly enriched uranium came from. And that really is what established the October 31st deadline. They need to do that by then.
So I'm not sure that would be possible for the Iranians to do by that time to the satisfaction of the UN. If the UN imposes sanctions, what might happen, and is that something of concern in Tehran?
Well, the way this might work is that if the IAEA and its board of governors, 35 nations, is not satisfied with their explanation by October 31st, they could very well refer the issue to the UN Security Council. And then the UN Security Council would be faced with what kind of punishments it might impose on Iran, and that could lead to economic sanctions. And Iran is quite worried about this. The Iranian economy is not good. They're in the midst of discussing with the European Union a big trade deal, which is why the European leaders can put a lot of pressure on Iran. And if the UN does impose sanctions, it would mean that it would be illegal for all nations to cooperate with Iran, especially on nuclear technology. So it would set back their nuclear program and set back their economy as well.
Related topic, Mike. The Washington Post this week ran a couple of articles about an Islamic militant group in Iran that's been training, arming, and collaborating with foreign terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda. It said that there's a Al-Qaeda leadership cabal in Tehran that is operating fairly freely there. Tell us more about this and what it portends.
This force has been identified as something called the Jerusalem Force or the Quds Force. It's part of the Revolutionary Guards in Iran. And we've known for many years that Iran has supported terrorism, so there must have been some kind of mechanism and structure in Iran to do this. And now the intelligence community seems to have settled on this particular grouping.
Mike, we suspect then that Iran is developing nuclear weapons. It's apparently a haven for Al-Qaeda terrorists, and its regime is not too friendly to ours. All of these conditions sound an awful lot like what was going on in Iraq. I wonder, what are the prospects? What do people say Washington is thinking about Iran, and is there any likelihood that the Bush administration thinks that war would be a good outcome here?
Well, soon after the Iraq war, in fact, this was considered within the administration, but it was too soon to think about real military action. And because of the fact that the United States had done the Afghanistan war and the Iraq war and was swiftly in trouble in post-war Iraq, I think that there was a decision within the administration to go the multilateral diplomatic route for now, putting pressure on Iran on the nuclear side through the International Atomic Energy Agency keeps American allies and other nations on board in order to put pressure on Iran, and perhaps it will bear some fruit. The same thing on the terrorism side. The United States has sought to convince others around the world that Iran is harboring Al-Qaeda and that that might therefore bolster any kind of action the United States wants to take. But simply put, there have been too many wars in too short a time, and the United States is overextended militarily and not in a position to seriously threaten Iran.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome, Alex.